me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it'll be given to you. Oh, dearly I say to you, if thou shalt say to this mountain, be removed. And in the original Greek lexicon says, be raised up and thrown into the sea.
Amen.
And believe that it's being done.
Amen.
Oh my, believe that it's being done. You shall have what you
Amen.
Say.
Amen.
Certainly. Oh, it don't have to be spontaneously. It don't have to be that way. Certainly not. Just as long as you believe it.
Amen.
That's where Christians fail today. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
It's the evidence of things not seen. Then what would you say to it then? Now it's not a myth. It's not a thought. It's not a hope. It's not a wish. It's a substance.
Amen.
It's actually something that you possess. For instance, I come to you and I say to you, I am hungry. I have to have some bread. And you say, what do you need? What money do you need? I need 25 cents to buy a loaf of bread. I'm hungry. And you say, here is the 25 cents. Now, 25 cents is the purchase power of the loaf of bread. And as long as I've got the 25 cents, I've got it. It's a
Amen.
Substance.
Amen.
I can be just as happy standing here with the 25 cents and the loaf of bread on Spring Street.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be His name.
Amen.
Just don't let Him come in. Open that door of faith. When He says anything, it's the truth. When His promises to you, that's the substance when faith anchors to know that God
Amen.
Cannot lie. It's settled. Now, I've got the 25 cents. It's not just something I imagine. I'm possessing the 25 cents. I walk out the door. Well, I'm just as happy as if I had the bread. For I've got the purchase power.
Amen.
And if I've got the faith, the works is
Amen.
Finished.
Amen.
If He can open that door and come in and give me the faith of God in my heart, it's finished.
Amen.
When I can really believe Him. It might not happen right then.
Amen.